Blog Talk Radio.
So dope. Hey, yo, Murder. How these niggas talk about getting all this coke money and they couldn't even sell a drink? Fuck out of here, nigga, you died. You should have been a cop, fuck hip-hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Spitting that weak shit, you're bound to get dropped. 2 weeks after you flop, you be bragging a lot. You be snitch-jabbing a lot. Me and my niggas love it. We won't think nothing of it when we shatter your top. You dirty-ass nigga, chasing after them dots. I'll be waiting after your show if I really wanted you. Pop, pop. Bars to flow, I'm everything you not. Did you hear that clip? I'm everything, do not. A lot of y'all niggas I forgot. Burped you, fed you, burped you and forgot. Call a coroner, motherfucker, you died. You ain't the king of New York, nigga, you lied. As soon as drama pop, you cast him and go inside. If you can't beat him, well, nigga, you coincide. If you married to the gang, I guess I'm fucking your pride. You feeling some type of weight, I guess I'm fucking your pride. You moving some type of weight, I guess you stuck in your lie. Your lie. And I'm the truth, who else fucking with I, huh?
Villa, what up? East New York. Whoa.
You should have been a cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. You gon' rap, you ain't gon' ride, nigga. Go suck on the cop dick and die, nigga. You getting money, that's a lie, nigga. Your kids look like bums, they never fly, nigga. Your best song ain't better than my skit. Your main bitch let everybody hit. And you know about it, it's fucking with your pride. Sucker for love, you feeling like you died. Me, I'm feeling so alive. Get some bricks for 22, sell it for 45. Mads on, gloves on before I catch a body. I used to catch niggas slipping in a private lobby. Fuck boys, they gon' like this shit. I shoot a nigga for Villa on some Cypress shit.
So dope.
Shout out to all the fathers out there. I had to show my New York niggas some love. Big up to everybody. Showing love. Beautiful Father's Day. So you want to get a chance to some shit and show some appreciation. What's good? I got my people on the line. Welcome to the line, Mr. Russia Soul. I always talk about the Crisis Center on the show, and people are always like, really? Where is that? That's such a great thing. So glad to have you on the line tonight. What's good, bro?
Reporting to you live in the heart of North Philly with a casket wide open with a light shining on it. And nobody says nothing.
Yeah, no, you're definitely making a statement. The movement is growing. Like I said, it's just people need to know about the options. So please, like, for me, it's just amazing to have you on the show because I've appreciated working with you. I appreciate everything that you do for the community, everything that you do in North Philly.
Yeah, we here.
Tell the people what's going on.
Well, what's going on right now is the streets versus City Hall. We tired of the death. You know, right now, last year we had 231 murders in the city of Philadelphia. This year we had 237, and we still got 6 months left.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's benefiting off the murders. And we fighting back.
That is so sad. That is so sad. That is so sad because, like, even just thinking of how many children out here need to be alive, need to be around to make a difference, to vote, you know what I mean, to get an education, to get a job, to put money in the economy, not all this robbing and killing. Like, it's too much for me. 237 already? I didn't even know. That's
and we still got 6 months left. So right now we're preparing to...
We have to stop.
Yeah. And we're preparing right now to build the prison on top of the... casket, because you know how when we was kids we had built clubhouses? Now we're preparing to build the prison on top of it, because we're going to show the world that, you know, this is the kids' future. And the kids going to be able to play inside of it. And then the inside is going to be a mural of all of the dead people that died this year. And on the outside of the jail cell is going to be all of the people that get locked up. Because these are the two talked about things that's going on in the country right now that people are benefiting from, and they allowing it to happen because of the people. You know, the people are so divided. Everybody's partying, you know, and everybody's, you know, having fun, but they partying and having fun with the children's future. So when you get the last call in the club, actually, and you have to go home, and that owner of that club, he's counting your children's future money. And what's going to happen to them when they get of the age to really have proper guidance that's not being there taken for them? So, you know, we gunshot victims. We just fight back. We choose to fight back against the powers, because at the end of the day, it grew national attention and global attention. We air on the Oprah Winfrey Network July 10th at 10 o'clock. So we actually brought Our America to the city of Philadelphia to put some light on it, because the mayor and everybody acting like, you know, long as nobody don't raise hell, nobody don't say nothing, so they feel like it's just me. But Associated Press saying, we got to get this message across the world, because we get it.
Exactly. I'm right on board with everything, because it's so much needed to be done, and some people turn a blind eye to the unbalance that everybody's living. Like, everybody's living their life so unbalanced, it's ridiculous. Like, you think one thing for certain, you have to, and I said it before, you cannot think that you're living the same life as a white or an Asian or, you know, a Puerto Rican or, you know what I mean, a person of Canadian descent or something. Their life is different. We have it harder. We have to work hard. It's no way in hell that we can sit on our asses and just only think about partying. Because, like, for me, I have a balance for my family, from just my regular life as Waleah, from my business life as Honest, from even my business life as Waleah. Like, there's a balance there. Like, you have to have a medium to just be happy, yes. But for certain, you have to make sure your kids are not exposed to all the hardships of the world. Your kids are not on a corner. Like, that they know that there's a crisis center in North Philly to help them, to guide them to better programs. Kids have more options, because it's too much. Because for me, it's just hard, like, dealing with Christian's murder 2 weeks ago. What's his funeral? Yeah, they market. They making fucking money off these deaths. They like another person, another funeral. Come on. Get it together. Like, I can't take this shit. Like, all I want to do is work hard to help bring more attention. Like you said, the Associated Press is like, this is important. That's important. So all I know is I just want to show appreciation to you, everything that you're doing. You know, I'm one of the hardest fighters that you have.
Putting that message out there.
So much love for you.
I hope
you had a wonderful Father's Day.
Yeah, we still join. I still got all my fathers right here. But, you know, like, the guys I hang around, Honest, I'm going to be honest with you, they gunshot victims that survive. And it's just like, because sometimes we feel like we in a new world or something. Like, we brought back the life to really create a change. But it's like, for the average Joe Blow that hasn't experienced what we experienced, they really don't take us as serious until, you know, it happens. And then the family come running to us And we're the only for-profit company that's fighting against gun violence. I do this out my back pocket, you know. Ain't nobody helping us, you know, but everybody wants to benefit off of us. So you're dealing with highly educated sharks. But just by you spreading a message and, you know, everybody else spreading, we actually got global attention. And it's like now Philadelphia can't do nothing with what we're doing. We're doing what we want to do, and they can't do nothing about it because the whole world is watching how they handle this situation. So it's a lot of people getting exposed that's saying that's taking millions and millions of dollars and resources and closing the schools down and building prisons. They getting exposed because at the end of the day, y'all hustling the kids' funerals.
And
we ain't
us,
making it
tell
no
everybody
better.
About, tell everybody about the I Want to Live whole
yeah,
message.
Yeah, I Want to Live is a pledge, basically. It's a pledge that's really like, you know, showing the world that we want to live in Philly. But if you're taking all our resources and we got all this leisure time and then every TV and radio telling you to shoot, you know, I never seen an era that's so lost. Like, I come around and I just see people, they trying to be fit into a society that actually want to see them die. So, you know, actually I Want to Live is a campaign to show the world that we want to live in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is just where the change is going to come at. Philadelphia is mentioned in the Bible as a doomed city. Why? Because Philadelphia signed the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia that said we was going to be free. But also, we wasn't being free. They just imprisoned us, imprisoned our minds, and now we so weak as black people. Our spiritual leaders is dead, you know, and nobody steps up. And we got black people that sell us out every day. So now, to the point now where we fighting from the streets. You said we was criminals. Now we changed our lives and got it together. Now nobody don't want it. Now we exposing y'all. Now who really the criminal? The crook or the person that's trying to feed for his family? Because they're real crooks. They wear suits and they highly educated.
Yeah, you gotta definitely smarten up and be aware of what's going on. That's even what I say to everybody. You know what I'm saying? All the time. It's like, come on, do you want better? Do you want to make it easy for these motherfuckers? Because that's what they want. They want it to be easy for them. They want it to be so easy. All they got to do is just look on your Instagram and they can lock you up. Fuck these niggas.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, but we play into their trap because we don't know nothing and we don't want to know nothing. And ignorance is the new sexy, basically, because it's all right to be dumb. And not saying that people are dumb, literally as in stupid, but if I know that I'm going to go to a fight and I know these guys got guns, why would I even be knowing that we in this situation? A lot of the murders this year in Philadelphia are murders of pride, where people tried to mediate the problem. I do mediation from the hospital all the way back into the street. But guys just feel like I ain't no sucker. I'm not going to let them play me. And end up, you know, we end up burying these people. So it's like the sad part about it is, it's like the movie Ghost. You're trying to tell them something to prevent them from jail and death, but people forcing their hand and they touching the fire to make sure it's hot.
Hey, that's crazy. just like, with my son, and then, like, for me, I have a lot of patience, you know, and even for myself, I'm aware of how it took repetitious, like, doing things over and over again, remembering, studying, staying focused, for me to even want to do better, you know, because even for me, it's hard to say, because even like you said, like, I am from that generation, they wanted us all to die, they wanted us all to believe that it was over in 1999, and it's over when Jesus comes and all this other bullshit, but we still here. We have to work hard to, you know, make changes and make our voices be heard because our children are growing up. You want your child to grow up a little dumb nigga or a dumb bitch, you know? Yeah. I keep it real because that's how I feel about my son.
Yeah.
You're not going to be no dumb nigga.
Yeah, honest, quick question. One of my friends just came home yesterday from doing 15 years, right? And he just left me right now. And you know what his last comment was to me while he was walking away?
What?
He said, why is everything on the radio? Why is everything you're seeing on the TV is geared towards anger and petty issues that resolve in grown people acting like child issues? This is really the problem why the world is so fucked up. You got black people getting paid a couple dollars to act ignorant, and then what they're doing is they infecting the whole world with this shit.
For me, it's a double standard for me, because I will be the first person cheering for a rapper who's talking about shooting shit up and whatever, having a certain cadence, as long as it's hot for me. I'm that first person cheering for that, only on the form of entertainment. But I have to have, like I said, I have to know the difference of right and wrong. And that's even for a lot of parents. Like, you can't just always depend that your child is going to be able to understand that they're listening to shoot 'em up, bang, bang, whatever, as, oh, that's just entertainment. No, that's not how I should live my life. You should live your life off of these books. You should live your life off of how you see I'm living. So for me, like I said, it's hard for people to find that balance when everything is so right there in their face. You know what I'm saying? Certain parents have to go overboard to shelter their children, you know what I'm saying, from what's going on out there. But there's no way to really shelter a child. Like, it's all about understanding that balance and doing the right thing and knowing what's wrong. Like, you have to know what's wrong. You have to know
it. I mean, and you got a valid point with that issue, because I don't really think it's so bad as the radio. I just think that the Bad Girls Club, you got housewives that's teaching women how to be lazy and try to hustle for a guy with some money, have a baby by him, and, you know, basically you a housewife. But at the end of the day, what you're trying to tell the next generation is, it's all right to lay up with a guy and, you know, have a baby by him and break up with him and get some money. But at the end of the day, it's no structure in that, because a family that prays together. I never see none of the shows on there take time out to pray and, you know, show at least an effort in trying to change humanity. So, and I'm just one person, but, you know, I fight gun violence, and I just understand the end result is a body going in the ground, another mother running down the gurney. See, people don't see what I see. You understand what I'm saying? So they really don't understand. But for all of the 237 mothers that ran down these gurneys after they was in their houses or wherever they was at, and they got the call that somebody shot their son, and if we gonna have a discussion, a valid discussion, let's have that discussion about the mother who just lost their son, or their daughter.
I just met the mothers in charge. And when I went to Christian McDonald's funeral, when I went to my friend Christian's funeral, and just to even, she had a child who was murdered at 1990, and starting that group, and, you know what I mean, all that she's doing for even mothers who lost their children. It's so sad, man. It's like, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to see, like, that we need more options out here? That it's not that petty where you got to shoot a person, for real. Like, come on.
But then they just don't shoot them, they tell.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yeah.
So, you know, right now we had a standstill where it's a fight. It's going to be a long fight, but, like I said, we gaining headway because God is spreading the message to the world.
I'm in for it. I'm all in. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's endurance.
Ever.
Once you get the momentum, right now I just partnered up with the commissioner's office, and I just partnered up with the trauma department. So right now we're working on a crisis response team. And then we also working on a cradle to the grave street team, because I think communities need to be educated on gun violence. Like, you know, not just actually and Temple Hospital is donating us an ambulance so we can come through the neighborhood with the gurney and have the college students educate the communities as we engage them with the gun, as far as the gun violence and doing community mobilization. So I think it's a marriage, both go hand in hand, because people need to know what they do to people, and they need to see what the end result of the bullet and what they do to the flesh. So, you know, I think that'll make it a little more sane for sane. Like, I had to take like a month off from the hospital because I kept seeing the same surgery, and it was really like hurting me to see so many young people from 15 to 23. It ain't even 25 no more. It's more young people dying right now than older people. And 237 murders, you got to say 155 of them was under 20 years old. You know, you got the news out here, they hustling you. You got the media, they hustling you. And positive stuff don't get played on the news.
You know? Yeah, and it's like, come on. Like, for real, I love, that's one thing that I do love about, you got to pull it up and to the right. Sorry. you got it. That's one thing I love about the internet, because it has a open medium, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can see anything, like certain information that was once hidden is no longer hidden. But it's just about, you know, paying attention and finding the right outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe
it's all, it's all types of shit out
media
there,
to
but
crack the media.
Definitely gotta stay focused.
Yeah.
I love what you do. I really do. I really love it. I really love it.
Yeah, you know, it's passion for me, honest. You know, I never once asked nobody for nothing. All I ask is that somebody step up in their community and continue to work. I don't just want to come to your neighborhood and do a march or do something like that. I just want to come and get to the right people and get them to be able to keep the torch lit in their neighborhood. So it was an honor to get called over 31st under them because of the work.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I went out and spoke to the community today, you know, because last year we was experiencing so many murders, but we went over there and fought every day, you know, and we were able to get that war, you know, at least the fire put out, you know, for a little bit. You know, it's ongoing, but, you know, it ain't like it was, like, every day. And they still lost a murder up there last week. So it's like, it's sad. A funeral became a social gathering.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you get
it's
them
so
PA
sad.
By, you
it's
know,
like,
the guys out
even
getting high. You know, the body going to ground, and where we at tonight?
Yo, I was about to... I'm not even gonna say nothing. I'm not the one. I'm not gonna say nothing because, you know, I just really don't like it. All I wanna do is make a change. So I'm never one in a fight. It's you know, it's all about, you know, staying active, doing whatever you can in your community, having a voice and knowing your options. So, like you said, like, opening up to different neighborhoods, what you're doing will make a difference. And it will get better. I know it has to. I feel like this generation, it has to. A lot of these evil people are just, you know, their lives are being, you know, opened up. You know what I'm saying? The information is out there. So, why do you want to live your life in a lie? Why do you want to live underneath the shadow of bullshit? Like,
no, but we come to a point where we at a point right now where the people they glamorize the bad guy, and that's cool. But what that says is in the community is that, you know, all of the kids are searching for their brownie points. And this is why the murder rate is this high. But you don't see the mayor and them on TV trying to say anything to bring it down. Rather, they not even speaking about it because a closed mouth don't get fed. Now I'm exposing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do because the world watching to see how they handle it.
That's not fair. It has to be a change. I heard that he became the mayor off of 90,000 votes or something stupid. Like, how the hell you get
50,000 votes?
50,000 votes.
Second term. Ain't nobody gonna vote for mayor this year.
Like where? I don't think that's cool. Like, come on, guys. Like, let's open up our eyes because I'm not gonna.
And the news don't even show the murders. The news only show you some of the murders. And everybody at the end of the year, numbers is different.
I want to welcome Truth Teller into the show, too. We are definitely having a powerful discussion. I do want to, you know, show some love. We do have some music, and I want to even talk to you more about the CD that you put together. Can you talk a little bit about the CD, the music behind, you know, the whole Stop the Violence, I Want to Live campaign?
Yeah, it's edgy, but it's mainly every song is a message. I mean, and it's powerful, and it attracted global attention because it's the work, you know, the people got to have something to believe in order for change to be able to happen. Now, even with New York with self-destruction, and then you got L.A. with all in the same game, Philly has to come together. Everybody has to come down off the high horse and, you know, let's get some stuff together and start unifying. But our music is basically everyday life, what's going on with what's going on out here. And the album is called Stop Shooting People. And it's and the posters is all through the city. So it's basically like just trying to raise awareness citywide and also keep it entertainment and be able to mentor. Like, it's more to it than just having shows. We need to have entertainment. Like, it needs to be an itinerary where we addressing the issues, and the artists of Philadelphia can really, with so many new artists in the city of Philadelphia, we can really make noise on a bigger scale if we can get people to just weigh in. We ain't asking you to do 50%. If they can do 5%, we'll shake up City Hall. Because I'm prepared to take the casket on down to City Hall since they're building a $50 million skating ring down there. And 23 schools done been closed to the simple fact that now people are going to areas that had 20 and 30-year wars. So now it's creating more havoc. So, you know, my thing is basically from a community leader and a business owner and a person who works in the trauma department, I have different hats, but I also give the life back to the community. I am the community. So we haven't had a shooting or a drug sold in the last 8 years, and that's what attracted the Oprah Winfrey Network. In the heart of the murder, it lies the most peace. You already know, Honest, when I talk, it's just coming straight from the, you know, the realest part of Philadelphia is in the heart of where death is at, and people choosing to stand up and fight the fight that people are getting paid to do.
Can you hear me?
But
hello?
She definitely got us.
Okay, she back. I was wondering why she wasn't saying nothing. Yeah, my phone was going in and out or whatever. But thank you guys. Thank you, sweetheart. Shout out to my Truth Teller. You're always looking out. I was listening.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for your time. I can't wait till we get a chance to really collaborate on more, you know what I mean, more things. I miss, we keep missing each other, but just know I'm working hard over here.
Oh, yeah, no, we got it, too. And all roads lead back to the same cause, so we're passionate about the change in our city. So, you know, even though we don't see each other, it's always that same conversation when we run back into each other. So, you know, like I said, you got us. And, you know, like I said, we located on 16th and Lehigh in the heart of North Philly. So, you know, feel free to come through, anybody. You know, this is a message to the world. This ain't just a message to Philadelphia, because murder is going through the whole world. So, you know, we as a people got to repair the village. And we can't do it by the police or the politician. We have to do this within. We have to bring that brotherly love back. So, like I said, I'm signing out. But, like I said, you know, my phone is open for y'all anytime. And you can reach me at 267-239-7821.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Okay, I love you.
Say it one more time. I was talking over you. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 267-239-7821. And right now we're sitting on 16th and Lehigh with a casket wide open. And little Joey is our message to the community. He's the neighborhood shooter. So actually, he's the one that's sitting in the casket as a makeshift. And, you know, like I said, it got global attention. So, you know, we're going to be here every day, all day, and we're preparing to build the prison in the next week. So it's going to make global news. So, you know, I would love for all y'all to come out and be a part of what we're doing and keep spreading the message. We coming. God said that he's going to take the bricks that the builder threw away to build the cornerstone of his ministry. So we're the brick that he threw away, and we build it. Everybody has to play their part. So God bless y'all, and y'all enjoy your night.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Thank All right. you.
All right, God bless you.
That was so banging. I love Shamai so much. He is so banging, this whole movement.
Who is that? I'm sorry. I came in late.
See, y'all follow him on Instagram. Shamai starts. He has Express Yourself, Crisis Center. Remember the Crisis Center we were talking about?
Uh-huh.
And the Crisis Center, Barbershop Studio. He has the whole I Want to Live campaign. Everybody is paying attention to it. I appreciate everybody. And then I love it. I see everybody wearing T-shirts. You know, people on Instagram show love. People show love here on Philly Shine Radio. Because he is making a difference. And as it catches on, it's going to be a bright future and a beautiful future, a future full of more aware individuals. Like, you have to be aware to what's going on around you. You have to want better for yourself. Like, even for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to want it for myself. And that's what I go for all the time, because you have to have that balance. Shout out to you, Truth Teller. How you doing today on this beautiful Father's Day?
I can say I'm all right. How are
it's
you
all
doing?
Right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I had a good day with my dad and my little son. Well, he's not that little, but I still call him little. I don't know, fuck. But. What do you know about the family thing? I had a lot of love. He's going to turn 16 tomorrow.
I thought so.
I need to get him on the heat because
sure.
I heard they love
16,
us. I'm so scared. Oh, no.
16 on the 16th, right? 16th on the 16th,
I don't
want to
talk
I
about
thought.
It. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play some music. I'm playing Hot Song because I can't talk about this. I can't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to go there, okay? But we're going to go with this new Philly shit. Like, I show that love. Real shit.
Johnny. GDJ. Shit. Know we going to do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain is frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can't pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Kendrick told me that. We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out all the haters. They just want me headed back. Resupply it what they order. You got fire, we got water. Time I pee your will, I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water. You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida. I get it back to Philly, I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast bra. Gilly homie got a mean team. It's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water.
My chain that's frozen water. In the water. My sharks don't live in water.
All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We got
Here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My liver don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more, nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch to call freak with. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Then let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put schemes in. No water there, we put the lean in. Pop a press, hit the cush, wash it down. Put the water, got a Peter they can get. But charge them up for the quarter. If you want it, it's the order. Supplying with the order. We got fire, and we got water. And my P.O. when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Shout out to Dunny, Big Face Dunny, my boy Fear, of course Gilly, turning up on that joint, Water, crazy new track from out of Philly. But know that I'm showing appreciation. Happy Father's Day to everybody talking shit and playing some bangers tonight. Shout out to the love in the studio right now. Chilling down in Dunny Studio. P90, he in the booth. His son. He got his son and his beautiful daughter in the studio with him. His son was all on the beat.
Oh, sitting there.
right. OVA time fucking die. Shout out to X-Squad DJ CEO Demel. What's good, Demelian?
What's up?
Welcome, welcome. Happy Father's Day to you too, Papa. You a lot of people, Papa. Oh, my goodness. How
well,
was your day?
I'm just chilling.
That true fellow on the line.
Uh-oh. Demel.
Truth teller.
Truth teller. Shout out to Truth Teller. But we talking some shit tonight, you know, showing love to the fathers, the crazy banging movements, the fun coming up.
Well, yeah, shout out to you that'll be in New York. On the that'll be in New York. Worm doing something in Pittsburgh on 4th of July with Biz the Truth and Notice.
Oh shit, man!
Oh nice.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Birthday to Happy birthday to DJ Heavy D.
Happy birthday, DJ Heavy D. I love him.
Happy birthday.
And shout out to Mace.
Give you gotta give everybody the play by play from last
week.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You said stuff that's great. I'm, you know, working.
Yeah. Go ahead. Give out the play by play because this week has been amazing for everybody.
Shout out to D Woods. Shout out to Marcus Allen that was in the R&B Divas segment. Shout out to Kelsey Nicole. You know, she told me she loved me today.
Aww.
I don't know, man. You know, I think a lot of people are chasing a dream, and I feel like if you know how to love yourself and love the people around you, that's your dream. Because when you love something, you don't have to look behind your back. You can trust where you're going.
Oh.
And that's what I'm on. I'm on something love. That's something that can rebuild and get better.
There you go.
Hey, y'all got quiet. I'm sorry.
I'm right here. Ina's probably faded out again. Yeah, she faded out again. You got to wait till she come back.
Come
but anyway, how you been, Demel? You know, we ain't
right
talked
here
in a while.
Working. You see me? Working.
You've been working.
Loving what I do, loving the people that's around me, loving the people that I support and who they support, you know what I mean?
With some of the projects that you've been doing, I might as well, you know, take some of the time to, you know, do some things while she faded out.
Well, Kelsey Nicole, we put her project together. Looney Tunes did the beat. We put the cover together. Shout out to DJ D-South. I also got solo from Keisha Cole.
Oh.
Working on his project. And I also be doing Esquire DJ TV once a month in Atlanta. I'll be doing a showcase.
Oh.
Nice.
So
I got to come down there and host one of them, George. I'm with it.
And also, I have five people besides Honest that'll be doing a showcase, Red October showcase. So we can bring a lot of people to Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about doing two. I want to do two versions, and I wanted to pitch the idea for us to have a junior version as well as, you know what I mean, for older people, whatever, because I really feel like Because even when the X-Cloud DJs, we open up to children, you know, or, you know, young teenage X, we're able to see them just do amazing things. And I feel like that this year, along with the move to Tampa, that we should definitely do like a junior division in the events and the showcases, because that's what I want to do. Definitely shout out to my boys at Fest, but I really feel like opening up to like 15 to 20-year-olds or something like that, you know, they want to make a difference and show love to cancer, because that's what Red October is about. But really, we have to create just more awareness. Like even what Samad was saying, like we are going to just, I just want to take things to another level with us. Don't you touch it, Victoria. I want to take things to another level this year. And I just think it's a good idea. So putting it out there is just, it's going to be so much more bigger this year. I'm especially
the clientele that the clientele that the Esquire is playing in these artists' lives, like D Woods, who's so talented that I sound like you, and you know, and all these people that's like you could tell they working. You know how some people put names on their profile and then they work with these artists, but the artists never recomment, they never repost, nothing. You know what I mean? Well, the artists that I'm working with, they repost, they like the comment, everything.
Okay. You know, I wish I can do something along with y'all doing, because I really want I really want to do something with the cancer, knowing that my mom just went through breast cancer and went through the whole thing the day after Mother's Day last year. She found out she had breast cancer, but now she beat it and she's in remission. I'm really like an activist for cancer, which I've already been an activist since God knows when.
Because I was going to I was already going to St. Louis for a DJ conference, and you know how God works. My dad was having cancer, but I was already going that way. So, you know, I didn't have to fight to go through to make things happen. It was already happening when I was going that way. And the event was in St. Louis. I went to the event and supported my dad, who was operational. So, you know what I mean? Somebody got me. You know what I mean? This guy said, if you're broken, everything could be fixed because you're not worrying about being broke because you've already been there. And nobody don't want to feel that way. We always want to make sure we prepared, so we won't have people around us like that either.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if you see me, I see my son and everything, somebody giving me, telling me that they want me to be positive every day. So I try to be consistent in doing it. Because somebody is DMing me and saying, telling me thank you.
Exactly.
And I'm like, wow.
But you know what? It's so much better. And then, like, do you really want to make a difference or create conflict? You know what I'm saying? So most people just be that simple. You know what I'm saying? They need to get this shit together that simply. Like, you want
to
create change or conflict.
Because I'm not trying to be rich. I'm not trying to be a millionaire. My richness is to be happy and to be able to go places where I'm not supposed to go, and they accept me the way I am. That's me being rich.
Yeah.
don't have to have a lot of money. I can, as long as I'm loved, and I know I love myself and love the people around me, that's being rich to me.
I know that's right. I appreciate that. I'm actually going to take this time to even shout out again, you know, some of the crazy events that's coming up. You know, we're coming up on a midnight hour. So, yeah, we can talk about the Grown and Sexy Cancer Affair in Brooklyn. Hit me up. I'm definitely hosting it, John. Shout out to DJ 1212. I got my hotel room right around the corner. It's going to go down. Yeah, you coming?
Wish I could go. Wish I could go, girl.
Come. Why won't you come?
I'll tell you about that later. We all have a conference call. I'll tell you about that later.
Well, shout out to Esquire DJ R&B. You know, I got a nice setup. And I have a big tour going through.
Well, I'm going to show. I actually want to show the love to one of the people who, you know, Esquire holds dear to our heart. You know, Mr. Looney Tunes. Whew. I would play somebody to love, but.
But wait, hold on.
Sorry, guys. I spin it like Diddy. Definitely one of my favorite tricks. And I want to have some fun because I'm really showing appreciation. Yeah, we're talking about serious things, but I also got some serious music. So let's have some more auto-tune fun.
Y'all better speed. I spend it like this. Hell, I'ma throw the money. I'ma keep on throwing all these bands. And she gon' make the money, but she don't have to put out her hand. Cause I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, girl, you do your thing. Gon' do your thing, I do your thing. It's your birthday. Make that ass shake, it's the earthquake. I'ma throw the band, want me money. See ya in the club Monday through Sunday. And I'm a bad boy. Make it rain, do you want some more? I spin it like this. I spend it like this. Shade on mad and titties. Shade on mad and titties. Cause I spend it like this. I spend it like this. Shade on mad and titties. Shade on mad and titties. Cause I spend it like this. 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 Shade on mad and titties. Shade on mad and titties. I spend it like this. I spend it like this. I'ma throw a stack. I'ma throw a stack. You gon' do your thing, you gon' bring it back, you gon' bring it back. And I'ma throw these bands, bend it over, girl, gon' do your dance. She shake it to the Zambos, VIP, we cool. We gon' off that alcohol, you know we actin' a fool. We pullin' up that Pat Run, we pullin' up that Ciroc. I'm spinning it like did it, and the party don't stop. 101, 100 back. 100 bottles, we got 100 fans. In my city, I'm the money man. Hey baby girl, do your money dance. I spend it like this, I spend it like this. Shade on mad and titty, shade on mad and titty. Cause I spend it like this, I spend it like this. Shade on mad and titty, shade on mad and titty. Cause I spend it like this, I spend it like this. I spend it like this.
I spend it like did it, like did it. Shake them ass and did it, did it. Shake them ass and did it, did it. I spend it like did it, like did it. I spend it like did it, like did it.
Yep, it's Nana. Yep.
What's that on that beat? Oh.
Oh, Nana. That be me, the female known for spazzing from New Jersey. I demand R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Me living off a man's money, hee hee hee. Go dig a name in my vernacular. Got her own, but he'll still drop a few stacks for her. Got TMZ, always wanna capture her. Got a little fire, but you're still no match for her. Can I get a moment of silence for washed up hood rats, a.k.a. so-called bad itches with hood stats? You should've known I was coming. Take care of mine, cause I'm a grown woman. Classy, offering something more than the ashtray. Not that type of party, you can even go and ask Trey. And he'll tell you Nana the truth. I ain't gotta seduce when I get out of the booth. He be like,
oh Nana, look what you done started. Oh Nana, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh Nana, about to spend all this cash. Oh Nana, if you keep shaking that. Oh na na na,
put your hands in the air if you love them tonight.
Oh na na na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say it like,
oh na na na, oh na 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 na.
Everybody say
it. You the one to celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh yeah.
Good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm like, say,
oh, oh Nana, oh. Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, Nana,
oh, Nana,
why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Nana, about to spend all this cash. Oh, Nana,
Nana,
if you keep shaking that.
Oh.
If you're loving the night, oh, na, na, na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na, 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 na.
Everybody say it like,
oh, na, 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 oh, na, 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 na.
Everybody say,
ooh, I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Everybody say,
when we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Everybody say,
you feeling lucky tonight.
Having a little technical difficulties. I'm back. Hey, to show some love to my girl, Miss Nana. Showing love to her remix of Straight Tone. Oh, Nana. She coming good. You know what I'm saying? That's a hot track. So, add a little love shown from her, too. Shout out to all the fathers. You know, happy Father's Day, guys. Take care of your kids. Show them that they appreciate it. They need you, you know. One thing I always appreciate about my dad, you know, growing up, it was always, you know, it was difficult not, you know, having a mom and a dad together in the house, you know. But was growing and having a relationship with him outside of, you know, thinking that, oh, I need my mom and dad together, you know, it's always much more comforting to have more people instead of being bitter, you know, have more people around you.
open up yourself to love. And I say that to say we all have a dad somewhere out there. So even the people who don't know who their father is, or for a mother keeping their child away from your father, like, that is just so sad, so bad. Like, we all need each other to help with this. Damn, it's like, we gotta have a future, but showing so much love to everybody today. Fathers out there, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to your kids. Show them love every day, not just today. And mothers, too, you know?
Hold on. Let me say this.
Shout out to my dad. Shout out to everybody.
My
got a little baby. I love me some babies, yo. There was just some cute little babies in the studio. I ain't touch them at all because they would have stayed on me. I take everybody kid from them. I'm going to start taking kids. Not like I'm kidnapping them, but, you know, kids love me so much. Don't want to, you know, they'd be like, oh, Mom, I'm just way fun. Yes. Yeah.
Honest.
Yes, honey.
I wanted to say something, but, you know, you was talking over me.
You can't hear me? Can you hear
me?
What'd you say?
I said I was trying to say something, but you kept talking over me.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead. You can talk.
Yeah.
I'm finished talking, sweetheart.
Okay. I was saying
beat you
that,
the fuck up. Don't be acting all soft. What
no,
you
no,
to
no.
Say?
I was trying to say that. I was trying to say, don't be like my father, who, after 20 years of not being in my life, comes in my life and puts me down still after he wasn't in my life for 20 years. And instead of trying to be a father and helping me, knowing the situation that I'm in, you still put me down no matter what.
Oh, yeah, fuck him. Like I said, reach out to your kids. Like, kids need that balance. They need love and support, never judgment. Like, all right, yeah, you can be a judge, whatever, but you have to be more constructive with, you know, judgments. That's not cool. I don't like that. I want me to take you shopping,
boo.
I'll take you shopping.
Hey, my dad.
Like, no.
Hold on, wait. My dad been in my life for over 10 years. I met my dad when I was 20. After all the time, first time I seen my dad, I was 3. Then I met him again when I was 20. Then after that, it's been over 10 years my dad been in my life. And over them 10 years, I never got between. There's been one person on that side of the family that's been nice to me. The other people, his mom, him, has been completely, utterly nasty towards me.
Oh,
I read his mom a poem.
Why are we talking about him?
Huh?
Fuck them. I said, why are we talking about him? Fuck them.
But wait, let
Fuck
me get this out real fast. Because I got a message for that.
You're making me angry, but go ahead.
I read his mom a poem that I wrote, and she said, Kia, it's not good to plagiarize someone. You know you can go to jail for that. So the moral of this story is,
What poem was it? Oh, go ahead.
It's a poem. It was a poem I wrote called We Live in a Dream. But it was just like, the moral of the story is, when you have family and you're a father, you're supposed to uplift your kids, not put them down. Your family is supposed to uplift your kids, not put them down. You're supposed to protect your kids.
Yeah, but you could have just said that without having to make me want to beat them up. Like, dang. I guess it's so sad. Like, just to hear about, you know, how people can have just somebody that's just so loving and open to your family. Like, I know how giving you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how how special your family is to you, to just hear that you had to go through that is real messed up, you know what I'm saying? Don't even get them the time of day, you know what I mean? That's why I'm like, man, fuck them. Like, I don't even like them. Like,
that's the other side of my family.
Like, certain people, they're just so petty, it's ridiculous to me. Like, why be petty? Why do you want to put somebody else down? Why do you want to put somebody down that needs help? Why do you want to put somebody down that's open to you? Like, that's just disgusting. Get your shit together. Like, I don't get it with people.
Just like, okay, last thing I'm going to say, even though it's going to piss you off,
I don't
want to
hear
too.
No more about them. Just tell me the moral of the shit.
The moral of the story is, today is Father's Day. I wished him a happy Father's Day, but it wasn't like one of them, oh, fathers are the best fathers ever. You know, it was more like a generic happy Father's Day type thing. It wasn't
well,
like,
that's good you still reach out to him. I wouldn't, but you're better than me. That's nice. That's really nice of you. Because it's like, even for me, it's certain people in my life that I don't open myself up to them because I have feelings myself. And my feelings, I'm very sensitive. My feelings get hurt. I'm not going to go around you if you're going to turn your nose up to me, you're going to treat me like I'm beneath you or whatever. No matter if you're family, friends, if I'm in love with you or not, you're not going to be able to treat me bad. I'm sorry. I love you from a distance. I'll pray for you, and I'll hold you in my heart and remember good times, but I cannot open myself up to pain. That's just not in my vocabulary because I ain't even rat too tight. You ain't going to be being mean to me. But that's just another side of the story. That's also protection. I protect myself, and I protect them. So I'm just way, way, way too much into enjoying my time instead of just having to think about what's bad. Like, let's focus on our strengths. I tell you this all the time, like, we got to be more strong because it's like we're fighting against the current. It's so much pushing back on you. It's so much. So much
yeah,
else going
it's
on.
Like,
so.
It's like that pool.
We don't have yeah. so fun. And Tuesday, I think we got to bring a little fun little topic into the mix so that we can have a lightness on Felicia's Radio. I do like the light over here and some fun. Shout out to all the good music that I'm getting. I got to say, I appreciate all the music. Got a chance to hear something from V Nova tonight featuring Oco Murda, the new Sphere, Gilly, with Dunny on a hook, Water. That drove crazy. I might play that again
yeah.
when the show's over. You like that?
Yes, I do.
See, we got to play some more music because Truth Teller getting all woo. We want to get you back up into the fun of things. Because it is, you know, tonight, day, well, yesterday. Oh, my gosh, it's my son's birthday. I'm about to call him and say happy birthday. It's a new day, y'all. It's midnight. Fuck that. Turn up. I have my son, in the afternoon, but it's still his birthday. Shout out to my baby boy. Happy birthday, Wale. Love you so much. I'm going to take some time to play some more music. I show love to my boy, G-Sticks, again. One of the best fathers I know.
Y'all better salute me on this one, man. All the way from Hoop Street. Live from the 215. The wheelchair bully. Hello. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga. Stand up. Change up, nah, feel the same nigga, I just got my change up, now it's like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a fire on. Salute a real nigga. From the 215, put your hands up.
It's a general in that movie fit. Five star on that fully spit. Hey, snap back, covered in gooey shit. Right back on my gooey tip. Geeked up and unruly. Surf school with that truly. 305 without rep, keep by 4-5 birds in that jewelry. Dick all in your bitch, pussy and thumb all in her booty. Clips full of nothing.